You're listening to the North Peace Roundtable Podcast, your weekly podcast about theology and the Christian life. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 182. I am your host, Pastor Andrew Eby, and I am the only one here today. I think Cam is gone, and I didn't hear back from Corland, but we had a question sent in by someone a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I have got to answer this one because it's a great question. And so I'm going to spend a little bit of time just kind of reading the question, giving some of my thoughts. So it might be a shorter episode today, but didn't want to delay in answering this question because it's so good. So thanks for tuning in. And I know probably next week the guys will be back and we'll get back to like the regular kind of format of the podcast. But let me read the question that came in. Actually, it's more than a couple weeks ago. This was sent on July 21st. So sorry to the person who sent this in. And I was like, yeah, we will record it. And we haven't gotten around to it yet. So it says this: is honor, as in honoring your parents, similar or the same as agape love, or is it deeper? If so, how/why? And then like part of the, there's a second kind of part of the question: should we honor everyone like we love everyone? How are respect and honor different in different relationships? Marriage, parents, older people, the government. Why does the Bible specifically tell us to honor our parents? And what does this mean for people who don't have good parents or good relationships with their parents? Which is a fantastic question. So really, it's like, okay, is honoring someone the same as loving them? Is it different? Is it the same? And then how does that play out in different relationships? Do we show honor and respect to everyone in the same way that we love everyone? Is it different? And then great examples of like, how does this play out in marriage, parents, older people, government, those kind of things. So I did a little bit of research into the different words that we use for honor and love, and to try and understand, you know, why does the Bible, for instance, tell us to honor our parents? I don't know if there's anywhere in the Bible that tells us to love our parents, which is super interesting. Now, part of the thing, one thing you have to realize when you think about the culture that the Bible was written in, so the Old Testament is written, and the New Testament for that matter, in like an ancient culture, and the Middle Eastern culture in that day, and probably still to this day, is an honor-shame culture, which is the idea of like you show honor to people, and then if you don't do certain things, well, then you bring shame to them. So there's examples, right, in the Bible of, you know, visitor. So here's a weird example, but when you think about like Sodom and Gomorrah, and the two angels come, and it says that all of the men in the village are, you know, wanting to sleep with these people. And basically what they were doing was terribly sinful, but it was also kind of wrapped up in this honor shame culture. When you have visitors come to your city, you're supposed to show them honor, you're supposed to show them respect, and what they were doing was completely dishonorable. And so that was one of the issues that was going on. We in the West, we don't live in an honor shame culture like they did back then. So everything had to do with like, how do you show honor to people? And then if you do certain things, well, then you're bringing shame upon you or your family or your parents or the king or whatever. And so there's that dynamic at play, which the first readers of our scriptures would perhaps have understood a lot more. You know, when children are told to honor their parents, it's because they're not wanting to bring shame on their parents. So I'll read the two passages and then kind of define some terms. So honoring your parents is actually in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:12. It says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And then Paul actually essentially repeats this verse in Ephesians chapter 6, he's talked about like husbands and wives, and then he gets to children and parents, and it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:2, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. So Paul essentially just quotes Exodus 20, verse 12. So here is the interesting like word stuff when it comes to the word honor in Hebrew. So the language that the Old Testament was written in, so the Ten Commandments are written in Hebrew. And the word for honor is kabad. And it literally means to be heavy, which is kind of interesting, or to be honored, or to be weighty. So the idea of honor is to view the relationship with the proper amount of like weight to it. And you get what I mean when I say like there's like a weightiness to this relationship. So it's like the idea of children understanding and realizing the weight of the position that their parents have in their lives. That's like bare bones. That's what it actually means to honor someone. You're recognizing the weightiness of the relationship that they have with you. You are showing them honor. In the Greek, so in Ephesians 6, when Paul quotes that, he uses the Greek word timeo, which means to honor, to value, to revere, to respect. It essentially means like you're assigning value to someone. So you can see the similarities, like in Hebrews, in the Hebrew language, to honor someone is to recognize the weightiness of their role in your life. And in the Greek language, to honor someone is to assign a value or fix a value to them. So it's very similar. Honoring someone means that I am assigning or recognizing the weightiness of the role that they play or are supposed to play in my life. Now, the question then was like, is honor the same as love? So they, and this person specifically said like agape love. So there's a bunch of different Greek words for love that explain different aspects of love, I guess. So you have like phileo, which is brotherly love. You have eros, which is, you know, romantic love. Agape love is the idea of like sacrificial love. It's a love that you are willing to like sacrifice for the other person. So lots of like Romans 5:8 is, you know, God shows his love for us. No, I'm second guessing myself. I'm just flipping to Romans 5. Romans 5:8. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the word love there is agape. God shows his sacrificial love for us. Well, how? How do we know that God sacrificially loves us? Well, while we were his enemies, Christ died for us. So agape love has been said to be like, this is kind of like the deepest version of love that you can show someone. Basically love them so much that you sacrifice for them. It's like a deep, deep kind of love. So this person is asking, is honor the same as agape love, or is honor deeper? How, why should we honor everyone like we love everyone? So I think there's actually a difference between honor and love. Honor, I think you can actually honor someone without necessarily showing them this kind of like deep sacrificial love, because you're assigning the weightiness of the role to them and acknowledging it, whether or not you feel like this deep sacrificial love towards them. The Bible tells us in different places, different relationships that we're supposed to show honor to. There's a few that are super interesting. I mean, one, like we just read, we're told to, we're told to honor our parents. there's verses about honoring the government. 1 Peter 2:17 says that we're to honor the emperor. Hebrews 13:4 says that we're to hold marriage in honor among everyone. There is Romans 12 says, outdo one another in showing honor. So that's among Christians. We're told, hey, with brothers and sisters in Christ, we're supposed to actually outdo one another in showing honor and value and respect to each other. Again, in Romans 12, that's the one I just read, sorry. It says in 1 Timothy 5 that followers of Jesus are to show honor to the elders who rule, so in the church. So when you think about, we have elders in our church who shepherd our church and they care for people, and the Bible says that you're supposed to show honor to the elders who rule and care for you. I'm just kind of flipping through other places. So we're called to honor lots of different people, honor fellow Christians, honor our parents, honor the elders in the church that we attend, honor the emperor. And in our day and age, you could equate that to honor the government, those in positions of power and authority. But you'll notice that we're not told in the same way, hey, make sure you sacrificially love the emperor or sacrificially love the elders in your church. Now, can we do that? Sure, but I think there's a difference between showing honor and respect than showing sacrificial love for. And so I can show, so I'll use the government as an example because that seems to be maybe an easier one. So Mark Carney is our prime minister. I'm not going to call him the emperor, but essentially, right, for sake of the argument. And in 1 Peter 2:17, I'm told as a Christian to honor the emperor, to show value and respect and to assign value to the person who is ruling in the country. Now, can I do that while also not really liking the prime minister? And the answer is yes, because what I'm doing is I'm commanded to honor the position that God has in his providence, like ordained. God is the one, if you read Romans 13, God is the one who ordains governments and rulers to accomplish his purposes. So can I show respect and honor to the office of prime minister and the person who holds that office? And can I just submit to the fact that God's the one who placed him there and show honor and respect to? Yep, I 100% can. Do I have to love that individual? I don't think so. Now, part of honoring is showing reverence and respect. So I'm not going to badmouth and slander the prime minister, whether I like him or not, but I don't have to have the same kind of deep affection and sacrificial love that I would for my wife, say. So I'm convinced that honor and love are two different things. So use another example when you think about, let's use parents as an example. We're told in the Bible to honor our parents, meaning to show respect and reverence to them. But what about parents who aren't very good, for lack of a better term? Like, there are people who have really complicated relationships with their moms or dads, or it's like, they've done things that have hurt me. So do I have to continually have this deep love and affection for them and sacrificial agape love for them? Not necessarily. But do you still have to honor them? And I would say yes. You can still show reverence and respect, and you can acknowledge the weightiness of the fact that they're your mom or dad, without necessarily saying, I have this deep love and affection for them. So how then would I show honor? Well, I would respect them. I would not speak poorly of them. I wouldn't slander them. I wouldn't air all the terrible things that my parents have done for everyone to see because they're so terrible and I want to expose them. To show honor would be like, hey, even though our relationship is strained and I might not have this kind of deep affection and love for you, you're still my mom. You're still my dad. So I'm going to show you respect and honor in the way that I speak about you. I am going to, if you're still living at home with them, you could say, I'm still going to seek to try and obey you and submit to you. If they're not like forcing you to sin or do anything like that, we obey God first and then our parents after that. But if it's like, even though I'm not, oh man, our relationship is strained, I'm still going to actually show honor to you by obeying you. I'm going to speak well of you. I'm not going to try and slander you or destroy your reputation or things like that. So hopefully you can see, like, I can do that. I can show honor to people without necessarily having like a deep affection or love for them. You want to think about another one, like older people. The Bible talks about like honoring your elders or honoring those who are older than you. You can do that without necessarily having a deep, intimate love and sacrificial love and that kind of relationship with them. Because what are you doing? Well, I'm honoring the order of things that God has ordained, right? So God has put it into place that those who are our elders, meaning like older people, we're supposed to honor them because they have more wisdom than us most of the time. And they've lived longer and they have more life experience. And so I can show honor to people, elderly people in my life that I don't even know. Like, I don't have to have a deep, intimate relationship with them where I'm sacrificially loving them to just show them honor because of the fact that they are my seniors, right? They're my elders. Elders in a church is a really good example. We're told that if you attend a church that is, you know, led by elders, you are meant to show honor to the elders who lead. Now, do I have to sacrificially love them? Not necessarily. You might even disagree with some of the decisions. We saw this through COVID, where our elders really wrestled through, okay, what do we do? You know, where do we obey? Where do we not? And there were some people who were like speaking very poorly of our elders. I don't respect them. I will not show them honor because they said, because they're not respectable and they're not honorable in this person's opinion. And I'm like, well, but the Bible doesn't say, hey, respect your elders, but only if, you know, you think that they deserve to be respected. No, you respect the position of elder and the person that is in that position because God commands that you show honor to them, even if you disagree with them. So you don't have to sacrificially love someone to show honor to them. You can still acknowledge the weightiness of the role that they have, the leadership role that God's put in your life for whatever reason. You can still try and submit to them and obey them if they're not causing you to sin. But ultimately, I don't think it's necessary to have a deep love and affection for people that we're called to show honor to. It works a lot better when the person that you are trying to honor, you also love and care deeply for. It's a lot harder to show honor and respect to those who perhaps the relationship is strained or broken, or in the case of like government, it's hard to show honor to people in government who you just like really disagree with, but you don't have to love them in the sense like that. I'm not saying that you hate them, but you don't have to have like this deep love and affection for someone to show honor to them. So those are just some of my thoughts. I wanted to answer the question because I thought it was a really good question. And hopefully that's helpful and at least kind of maybe gets you thinking. It would be a great exercise to, and you can just do this online. You can search up all the instances where God commands us to honor someone and then search up all the instances where the agape love word is used. And then you can make a comparison and see, like, am I told to sacrificially love the government or not? Am I told to sacrificially love whatever relationship or not? And who am I commanded to show honor to? And what does that honor look like? So hopefully that's helpful. Bit of a shorter episode, but we'll be back next week, I believe. The guys will be here. And if you have other questions, you can send them in. And we'll talk to you later.